There's a Bible scripture that says, if a man does not work, he should not eat. That's coming from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. Now, this is very important, ladies, because unfortunately, a lot of women have been sitting around financially supporting men. And oftentimes, these lazy men will come to you pretending like they like you, that they want to be with you, and the whole time they only want to get in your house. They've peeped you out. They see that you got a nice car. You might own your own home. You got a good paying job. And they're literally sitting there and they're sizing you up and they're lying to you and telling you whatever it is that you want to hear so that they can latch onto you like a leech and begin to lay on your couch and suck up all your resources. And if you're not careful, even your young ladies, you will fall prey to this deception. Right now, there's an epidemic where you have millions of able-bodied men who are refusing to work.
7.2 million men. Prime working age, this is between the age of 25 and 54. These men are not working, and even worse, they're not looking to work. The vast majority of these prime age men are spending around 2,000 hours a year on screens. They're not doing housework either. The data shows they're not pulling their weight around the house. If they've got a woman in the house that's working for them, and that's what's happening, or others are working for them and supporting them, well, they're not helping out with housework. They're not caring for the children. They're not volunteering and adding value. The other reason this matters is that the souls of men are dying.
They're laying up on their wives' couches, their girlfriends' couches, their mama couches, and playing video games and chatting with people on the internet, but they refuse to work. And like I just said, the ancients knew a man is supposed to work. It didn't say if a woman does not work, she should not eat. It said if a man does not work, he should not eat. That's the least thing that they can do is get up and get a job. Why? Well, you have to stop and think for a minute. Men are built completely different from a female. A woman has a womb. She can give birth. She has a monthly menstrual cycle that literally puts her on her back where she bleeds and she's in pain. So for many years, women just did not work. It was the man's responsibility to get up and work. Well, today, because you have all these lazy men, this lazy man syndrome, so many of them do not want to work. And they will ask you, what do you bring to the table? They should be the ones bringing something to the table, not the other way around. Now, a lot of your empaths, your light workers, you have to be very careful because I fell prey to this myself. Early on in my relationship, what I did was I felt sorry for this person and I wanted to better him and I wanted him to have a better life experience. So I ran off trying to help him get job skills. I helped him create a business. I helped him do all this stuff. And what ended up happening was he became one of these lazy, leechy men. And he got to the point where if I literally wasn't riding with him in his truck, he would not go to work. Whereas most men, they'll go out over the road by themselves and leave the wife and the kids at home. In our situation, I had to be right there with him. And this went on for many, many years. Ended up having to quit my job thinking that I'm doing the right thing to help this man. Ladies, if you can work, if you can get an education, if you can take care of yourself, a man should be able to do the same thing, if not more. The way that I fell prey to this silliness was because at one point I had very high standards. And if you weren't in college and you didn't have good credit and you didn't have something going on, I would not even entertain you. One day I went to the gym, found this article that said women cannot find a good man because they're too busy judging a man by the color of his collar instead of the content of his heart. And then I thought about it and I said, well, maybe I shouldn't be only dating college men or men who already have degrees. Maybe I should lower my standards just a little bit. Never lower your standards. When you lower your standards in order to attract a mate or a man, especially a man, what happens is you will build him up and he will tear you down. While I was helping him become a better person, helping him build his business, helping him do all these things, all of a sudden, the more he got, the more money he began to make, I wasn't good enough. All of a sudden, he's looking at me cross-eyed. I'm too fat. I'm too this. I'm too that. Constantly critiquing me when I was the one who had pity on him to begin with. Normally, I would have never given this man a time of day. In fact, the first three times he came to me and gave me his phone number, I threw him in the trash can. And it wasn't until I read this foolish article. So ladies, you cannot read stuff or hear something on TV or whatever, or hear some girlfriend telling you, girl, that's your problem. No, it's not. I don't care if you're 35 years old and you're still single. Be single, be free, and be happy. Do not lower your standards.
Women are not supposed to fall in love with men, because when you fall in love with men, you act stupid. You have women who are going 50-50 with men, and then they still wash and cook for the men. You have women who a man called them at 10 o'clock in the night and act like they're in love with them. And after they get the kitty cat, the men leave. And then they don't hear from the man again for months. And then that same man will come back again and call them at 10 o'clock and act like they love them for kitty cat and they forgive the man. You have women who give up their hopes and dreams, work to support the man, and when the man get rich and famous, the man leave them for somebody else. You have women who takes a man into their home, their house. The man don't pay any bills, right? The man just sit around, the man drive their car, eat their food, and the man treat them like shit and they accept it. You have women who the man cheat on them over and over again, and the more the man treat, the more submissive they become. You have women who financially takes care of men, give their man the money, their card, they're buying love. You have women who works for years, right? Doing everything that the man wants, being the good woman, hoping for the man to marry them, you know, waiting to have babies because the man is not ready. And then the man leave them, right? Married a woman between 6 months and then start a family.
Once you start lowering your standards and bending over backwards and helping this person, it'll never end. And what happens is throughout your entire relationship, this person will be taken from you, taken from you, taken from you. I remember at one point, I had to literally quit my job, the job that I loved, the job that I trained for, had my own office, had a receptionist. I loved this job. And this man told me if I did not quit my job and ride with him, he refused to drive his truck that I paid for and financed, knowing that we had small children. So at this point, I felt obligated to quit my job to help him out. Ended up doing everything, the accounting, human resources, the hiring, the firing, everything, the taxes, and never got paid a dime. He took all of the money. And that's what ends up happening in a lot of these relationships that are unequally yoked. That's why they tell you, if he does not work, and not with the wife there holding his hand, not with you having to keep, all right now, baby, it's time for you to get up and go to work. You making the resumes, you doing everything for him. No, he should be able to do all this by himself. Again, and I reiterate, if you are a woman and you can go to college and you can get education and you can get a job and you can pay your rent and your mortgage on time, that man should be able to do at least that minimum. Do not lower your standards, okay? Because it's not going to end well. And if you marry these types of men, it's going to be an utter nightmare. And from the outside of your relationship, people won't even know what you're going through, because you'll be putting a smile on your face. You'll be putting your little makeup and stuff on the inside. You're mad, you're angry, you're resentful because you're doing everything. Marriages already are unbalanced. So coupling that with a lazy man, and it's just catastrophic. You're going to be tired. You're going to be burned out. That's how women end up having aneurysms, end up having strokes, all because they're sitting around trying to do everything for these men. If these men won't work, they should not eat, meaning do not put them up. Do not let them in your house. Do not take care of them. Do not make excuses for them. Realize that you deserve better. Do not settle for less.
And on that note, you know what time it is. It's time for a spirit break.
How old you are. Maybe you're just not supposed to be married in this lifetime. And quite frankly, I kind of like being single now that I'm by myself. I will never get married again. Not even thinking about dating another man because I don't have time to be doing a Build-A-Bear workshop where you're trying to build him up because he ain't come already ready to go. It's almost like you got a basic car. The car got wind-up windows, cloth seats, nothing that would just make it any special than any other car, but yet it's super expensive. At some point, you realize I'm being ripped off because I see other people who got way more features in their car, and yet they're paying a lot less than what I'm paying. So, ladies, if he's not working, if he's broke, if he has no education, if he's not trying to better himself, leave that man the hell alone and stay by yourself and focus on yourself. There was something on TikTok where all these women were crying and upset because Mother's Day just came and their husbands didn't do anything for them. They didn't buy them anything. And I'm thinking to myself, honey, I had one of the best Mother's Days ever. Me and my girls went out to the Bonefish Grill. Oh, the food was so delicious. Then I bought myself a Mother's Day bouquet. My girls bought me some nice gifts for Mother's Day. And we just had a wonderful time. We went walking in the park. It was relaxing. It was wonderful. Don't wait on these broke bones to do something for you. Get up and do it for yourself. Take all that money that you would have wasted buying something for him or his family and put it into yourself. And as I said before, and I reiterate, if he don't work, he don't eat. He's not working, he's not contributing, he's not going to benefit from the money that's coming into the household. And the other thing, ladies, is not your obligation to take care of him. You are not supposed to be the counselor, the maid, the butler. You doing everything. That's not your job.
Men who choose not to work often are struggling with a type of psychopathy. She talks about how men within a certain age group are choosing not to work. My post, and I've had a similar post before, my post is this: men who choose not to work, who are capable, able-bodied men who choose not to work, they are typically struggling with a form of psychopathy. Women who get into relationships with these types of men are often in danger of being in relationships with men like this. These men tend to be grandiose. They tend to be entitled. They tend to lack ambition. And they want you to make up the difference and support them in their lifestyle and the choices that they make. And essentially, they typically tend to get with women for their purse. They want to dig in your pocketbooks and expect you to give them the world while they give you nothing. And I'm here to be the first person to tell you, if no one said it yet, that you need to avoid these men like the plague. And the number one reason for the divorce rate in the United States is finances. I will repeat that again. The number one reason for divorces in the United States is finances. And so that's why there will never be a job shortage for divorce attorneys and of the like, people who work in that field. There will never be a job shortage for counselors who are working to support people that are dealing with this. But as a woman, you should avoid a man that does not have a job, is not ambitious, does not want to secure a job, is not ambitious. This man is definitely struggling from a form of self-sabotage, and there's definitely a mental disturbance there. I cannot tell you how many people that I've worked with like this, how many women I've worked with that are like, I have this partner, I have this husband, and he won't get a job. He won't get a job. He won't go to work. You know, I'm trying to help him. I try to help him get his resume, and I see all these job postings, and you know, we argue and we fuss and fight, and he just won't get his ass up and go out and get a job. Let me tell you something right now. There is a disturbance with that man, and you need to let that man go, because if you do not, he is not ambitious, and so he will typically tend to lash out and will be parasitic towards any woman that is ambitious, who does have things going for her, and he will try to bring her down because he will be mad at himself, he will be mad at the world, and he will hate you for doing all of the things that he never got the fire under his ass to do. So I always encourage women to avoid men like this. Avoid them with the plague, because they will get on the video game. They will sit around and watch porn. They will go out with their friends. They will drive your car. They will do everything on your dime, and they will be quick to move in with you and suck up all of your finances and all of your resources and bleed you dry and ruin your credit and do everything, because you have it all going on, but they will quickly become very parasitic and suck all of the life out of you for the simple fact that they will not get up off their butt and do what they need to do. And if it ain't you doing it, it's his mama. And if it ain't his mama that he's doing it to, it's his grandmama. It's some woman that he's sort of latched himself onto. You need to avoid men like this, like the plague. They are extremely dangerous, because guess what happens when you try to remove your purse from his hands, when you remove the nipple from his mouth? He loses his shit and he goes absolutely insane, and he tries to take everything that you've worked so hard for. A man that has nothing, who has worked for nothing, will help you lose everything. And this is a number one challenge that I see so many women struggling with, and I see so many celebrity women out there who are struggling with this. And I can tell you, I can spot it from a mile away, which celebrity woman is with a parasitic leech that is going to be the cause of her downfall, because the person that she's with is not working. I'll even go a step further. Even if he is working, but he has a low hanging fruit. So I'll say men that don't work, but I'll also put in men that have, jobs that aren't very career focused, meaning that they're a job that anyone can go out and do, right? There's no promotion. It's a very low, low paying job, and you guys are unequally yoked. I would even go so far as to say that women who are with men where there's an extreme difference in being unequally yoked, they are at risk, and they're in danger, because a lot of times what happens is you have a woman that is ambitious, you have someone who is pocket watching, who is upset that you are moving up the ladder, you're hanging around all these different types of people, you're making moves, you are leveling up your life in so many ways. That woman is typically at risk, and that man may be behind closed doors putting his hands on her. He may be behind closed doors attacking her verbally, psychologically, and verbally by, telling her she ain't nothing, she's fat, she's this, don't nobody want her, this and that. Or he's trying to get his hands to control all of the financial assets that are hers. So he's wanting to have complete and total access to her money and things like that. And so women, you need to be careful. And this is a PSA. I cannot say it loud enough. This is a PSA to stay away from men that are not ambitious, who are not employed and have, you know, can't seem to figure it out, right? If a man is not, if a man is in his 20s and he can't figure out how to get a job without your help, you need to turn around, you need to walk back out the door because he needs some assistance and that's out of your scope of practice. I don't care if you're a rehabilitation counselor or whatever. That's not someone that you want to be in a relationship with. You don't need to handhold a fully grown, fully developed man and tell him how to do that. Even if he's your son, if he's your grandson and all of this and that and the other. If people want something bad enough, they'll go out and do it. And that is my PSA for all women, to stay away from men who are not gainfully employed and who are not wanting to provide, who are not wanting, who are not secure, who are not stable, and who aren't looking to try and better themselves in that way. That is not your job to fix him. It is not your job to be his mother. It is not your job to be his counselor. It's not your job to be his vocational, rehabilitational counselor. It is not your job to do that. I don't care if it's your job by trade. It's not your job to do that with your romantic partner and people that you are family members with. He needs to have his own ambition, and he also needs to suffer the consequences, because I tell you one thing, when push comes to shove, if he actually needs to do it, he will do it.
Because what happens is a lot of times women start feeling sorry for these men. And next you know, the man is hitting you. He's pushing you. He's doing all types of stuff. And God forbid he's messing with your kids or physically beating your kids, sexually abusing them. And the woman want to stay there because she's too scared that if she leaves, he going up on the street. Oh, well.
So obviously, as a social worker, we deal with cases where there's risk and sexual abuse, and this is one of the issues and patterns that I've seen. Okay, and I'm only saying this to be aware, all of you need to be aware of the dynamics of what is seen behind the curtain of it all. Check this out. This is the pattern that I often see. Now, it's easier for a woman who gets pregnant or has a child because to be housed, because the local authority has a duty of care to the child and they have to keep the family together as far as possible, right? So women would generally have somewhere to live, but men who also meet that impossible financial challenge, sometimes they are homeless. And what happens is that sometimes men will look for someone who wants to be with someone and find themselves in a relationship so that they're not homeless. Do you get that? This happens all the time. So if we were to step into a home where a man has history of sexual abuse or DV, some domestic violence, something like that, and then we were to say to them, look, he's going to have to leave. Sometimes what you often hear is, well, where is he supposed to go? Because he's homeless. Where can I go? I've got no family. I've got no friends. Well, that is a dilemma indeed. Because sometimes the woman feels that she is responsible to make sure that her man's all right and taken care of. Remember, she's caught feelings because they're living a married life, although they're not married, and they're in it deep. So how do you separate that? How do you separate yourself from the home? And what happens is the woman will typically kind of bend her morals around his past offenses so that it will suit the situation that they're in. Basically, she doesn't want to split up with him, but also feels guilty to put him out. That's a dilemma because, remember, he is a risk to the child. He hasn't been assessed. And this is the situation that women are finding themselves in, is that they're finding themselves with men that will say that they're in love with them and they're living as a married couple. But it behind it also, and whether it's right or wrong is another issue, but behind it also is that he just doesn't want to be homeless.
If he ends up on the street, then that's where he belongs. He's a man. He should be able to get up and go to work. He doesn't have a menstrual cycle. He doesn't have anything that's stopping him from working. They have muscles. They can use their muscles and get a freaking job. And if they refuse to get a job, ladies, leave them alone.
So my husband hasn't been able to find a job for the last 30 years. The job market just has been so bad lately, and I can see that he really does want to work. But unfortunately, with the 2008 financial crisis, he hasn't been able to find an accounting job.
Hey, Susan. Hey, Susan. I just want to interrupt you. This has nothing to do with the mechanics of finding a job.
Okay.
He doesn't want to work.
If you're living with one of these booms and you've noticed it's been years and they're not working. Oh, I can't find anything. Oh, I can't get an interview. Well, I bet you any amount of money, if they had tickets to the strip club, they'll get up in there though. Okay, leave the booms alone. He doesn't work, he doesn't eat.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul. No, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine and no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time and no. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend trying, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't.
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.